Exposure to grueling combat conditions has been known to cause nightmares, nervousness, and depression in many veterans. Nate Nez, the Tribal Service Coordinator for the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, says many people have yet to recognize PTSD as a problem with returning soldiers. He says in his father's time during World War II, troops had more time to decompress from the trials of battle. Nez says after the Second World War, his father came home on a crowded troop transport ship.
So there was that interaction, the talk with other veterans, and so they had a few months to diffuse that. But you look at today's veterans, the ones that are in Iraq and Afghanistan right now, they could be doing patrol duties, they're doing roadside checkpoints, and 48 to 72 hours later, they're from that environment to back in their hometowns. So to them, mentally, they're still in a hostile environment.
Nez adds because Native Americans are perceived to be naturally gifted hunters and trackers, they're often placed in frontline duty or special operations, exposing them to many intense and violent situations. He adds many tribes have cleansing ceremonies for Native veterans, but some don't participate.
A lot of it is they felt like they've gone, done their duty, they've done it now, they're at home, back with their families, but yet that PTSD stays with them. A lot of it sometimes it doesn't surface right away.
Nez says he's working to promote better awareness of PTSD so Indian veterans can better heal and adjust to civilian life. He says many veterans are also unaware of veteran services and programs, given the often remote and isolated nature of reservations. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.